In this week's Parsha, Parshat Re'eh, Moshe puts in front of us two choices, which are actually one choice. The choice is between a blessing and a curse. And when we listen to it, you have to ask yourself, who in the world would listen to this choice and say, yeah, I'd like a curse, that sounds much better. And the truth is, ever since the dawn of creation, ever since the Garden of Eden, we've had two choices in front of us. Back then, there was two trees, a tree of life, and if we'll be honest, the other tree is really a tree of death. The Zohar actually calls the Eitz Hadat Tov V'Ra, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, tree of death. Tree of knowledge of good and evil is actually a great way of marketing it. After all, who's going to choose curses? Who's going to choose death? I want to tell a story, a true story, a story about an unbelievable man, father of some friends of mine who passed away last week. And may this shiur, this class, this idea serve as an elevation of his soul. Avraham Nissim ben Esther. Man's name is Al Gindi. Al Gindi was a great man, a great father, great husband, great boss, great philanthropist, great leader of the Jewish Syrian community in Brooklyn. He told me a number of years ago the following story. What had happened was is his store, his main store, which was called Century 21, was right next to the Twin Towers. Years before the Twin Towers came down, there was an earlier attempt to try to take down the towers. Subsequently, when it came to take some insurance for his business, he decided to take insurance, and he actually asked himself a simple question, what could go wrong? And he said, well, if someone tried it once, maybe it'll try it again. Subsequently, he took insurance against any profits that he would lose if the store were in fact closed, never imagining that perhaps really it would come down, but he thought maybe someone could make some trouble. 9/11 came. We all know what happened. The stores, the whole area, decimated. And he actually had insurance, not just to cover the materials, not to just cover the store, but even to cover the profits. And essentially, on a financial level, they were okay. When they turned to the insurance company in terms of the materials in the stores asked for a list of everything which was there. They provided a list of everything. And the insurance company sent someone in, and they decided they'll check one item. If that item turns out to be correct in terms of the inventory, then they'll give them the money for everything they claimed. They went in and they actually checked men's suits. Whatever the number was that they had given came out to be accurate. And once they saw that that was accurate, they just assumed that everything else on the list was accurate. And they gave him a check for not just, as we said, the income, but also for everything in the store. A number of weeks later, one of the people who worked in the store, the controller, comes over to Al and says, there was a mistake. This is what I discovered. The way that our inventory works is as soon as something leaves the warehouse, we count it as if it's already in the store. But there was actually between $3 and $4 million worth of things which were listed as if they were in the store, but they weren't there yet. And the insurance company doesn't know about it. No one knows about it. No one can ever know about it. And I just discovered it. But actually, all of that merchandise was sent back to the warehouse, and they paid us for it. So Al said, so write a check and give him back the money. And the controller said, again, no one will ever know. He called his sons into the office, his sons who today run the company, and he said, listen, this is what he said, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to make money the right way, because there's two choices. There's a blessing and there's a curse. There's right and there's wrong. There's life and there's death. And they wrote the check and sent the money back, and the insurance company was actually shocked to get that money back. Anyway, just there's a postscript to the story. The postscript is that when the other stores in the area were going to try to open up, the first one to open was Century 21, because they had their money and they had their the wherewithal to open up. But all the small businesses had a much harder time because they didn't have money coming in off of the income and so on. And the city decided to help all the other stores, and there was a fund. And the fund helped them out. And at one point, one of the people who worked for Al said, you know, why don't we ask also? And Al said, well, we don't need that same money. And he says, but still, you know, had we not opened first, then maybe the other ones would not have been able to open. So he said, okay, fine, go down to the city and make a request for the funds, put up our case, and if they want to, you know, chip in and to help us in order to really to get back on our feet as well, then fine. They went down to the city and made the request, And what happened was, is that the same amount of money that he had returned earlier in the check to the insurance company, the city gave them that same amount of money, again, without knowing this story at all, they gave him the same amount of money. And Al said to his kids, we either do things the right way or we don't do them. And just in case you think that God doesn't look after us, look at this. We got a present from the city for the very same amount of money that we returned to the insurance company. For Al, it was real simple. Right, wrong, good, bad, blessing, curse. Very, very biblical. May his memory be a blessing and may be an inspiration for all of us. Because you know what? For a lot of us, it's not as simple. We have a great ability to justify and a great ability to rationalize. And when we rationalize and justify, even things that look like curses and really are curses, we convince ourselves of blessings. And that's something that we need to avoid.